Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Load 'em up, boys. We're the baby crackers when you need 'em.
Hour number two. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Hey, well, we talked about this right before it happened, and then it happened. It happened with her, then it happened with my state and everything else. But joining us again from the Cuban North, is coming out of Beaufort, North Carolina, attorney at law Paloma Capana. Good evening, young lady.
Well, hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I've been reading a lot of stuff and looking at a lot of reports and everything that were out there already, but I have a feeling that there's going to be can you sue governments?
Well, the state of Missouri seems to think so. Missouri today filed its lawsuit against China.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about some of these states like Michigan, for example, where they've done such There's been a lot of talk about all the models and everything they used and how flawed the models were. And then there's this paper coming out from a Israeli professor where he studied. And, Sweden didn't do anything. And you want to know how the virus went in Sweden?
Do I want to know how it went or how claiming it went?
Well,
or what we're talking about when it's a completely enclosed small population and compare it to perhaps Sioux City, Iowa?
Well, let's just put it this way. They didn't do anything that we did. They did moderate social distancing. They shut down nothing. They had the same thing that happened where they had peak cases in 40 days, and then at 70 days they began to fizzle out, just like they are here.
Okay.
With all of the stuff that we had in place.
But they gave everybody the option to pull their kids out of school, and over half the kids were out of school. They gave businesses the option to shut down. And they have tremendous financial social support in the Scandinavian countries that we don't have here. They also have a much higher rate of personal savings and lower rate of death. We can look at the comorbidities and the healthier lifestyle and the lack of popularity of vaping. I mean, I can go on, but I'm struggling with what we're watching in the last 72 hours as nurses have to now leave hospitals and stand in front of protesters, and suddenly they're the bad guys.
The nurses are?
In several of the protests, nurses have actually been spit on. They've had things thrown at them. I mean, I've watched some videos that are fairly intense where the nurses are trying to hold the line in a couple places. Half a dozen of them, perhaps, not a lot, but they're saying, go home. Right in 2 weeks, you may come in sick, and you're going to want me to treat you. Go home and write out the next 2 weeks. I mean, for most states, that's what we've got left.
It's
inside of 15 days.
Well, in South Carolina, we're supposed to reopen on the 1st.
Right. We go until the 29th, and then there's an opportunity for review in North Carolina.
And on what level are they going to be? How local a level do they get reviewed at? Will your mayor still be able to ride his horse if he wants to?
The state of North Carolina set up its proclamation that any lesser municipality, so a county, a city, a town, an Indian reservation, could institute more restrictive measures, and those more restrictive measures would supersede the state. So what you've been seeing on our local news yesterday and today in sort of the 6 o'clock roundup are county commissioners in some of the more rural counties, so not Mecklenburg where we have Charlotte and not where we have Raleigh, but the smaller counties, are actually now conducting meetings with their legislative bodies. So it's, if you will, a more open process than it was on the front end.
Right.
And they're actually allowing for citizen input, and they're talking about how to tier it out and how to roll it back in a way that makes sense locally. Now, here in Beaufort, of course, we're the exception to the rule. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, Bill. I have a mayor that's going to win some kind of prize. Mayor Newton, of course, gave himself the power to close off our town and to institute a police checkpoint. He then moved it around a bit. He sort of delayed it. He got these barricades up in the dark of night, starts the checkpoint. And 2 days ago, when we received word of the second death from COVID-19 in our county, that's how low our numbers are here in Carteret County, he decided to move the barriers over to the side of the road. So he didn't rescind his authority. The commissioners have not made any kind of a resolution to condemn his actions. And he's made an announcement that he's only moving the barricades over because he may have to put them back in if we see a resurgence.
Well, did you see the little survey they did in L.A.?
Not specifically L.A., no. They do have a lawsuit out in California, but it's property owners.
Well, I think it was L.A. that are now in L.A. County. They've done some testing to see how many people have the coronavirus antibodies, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
And they found 200,000 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've got at least three studies that were widespread of specific population segments.
Right.
So we have the one study that's come out on pregnant women in New York City. We have a study on a homeless shelter in Boston, and now we have a study done on a prison in North Carolina. The positive rates are very high, right? Much higher. So in terms of what is the definition of an asymptomatic carrier, what are the rates within a population? Even just these three studies in three different locations with three different segments of the population, I think the only thing I feel like I know statistically in the past 6 weeks is that further testing is warranted.
Well, I agree. I think, though, that what we're going to find, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we had coronavirus cases here in December and probably in January and probably in February before it became trendy to go. And,
right,
you know,
given the rates of international travel, people abroad, people here, sure. I don't think that could be avoided.
Have you ever been to SHOT Show?
Oh, hell yeah.
So, I mean, have you ever seen how many? I mean, there's a lot of Asian people that are in the gun industry. And the Chinese come to SHOT Show.
There's a lot of engineers involved
yeah.
in the firearms design and production, my friend. This is not
sure.
any low-paying, fly-by-night kind of job. This
uh-uh.
is skilled labor.
Yes,
absolutely.
It is. Yes, it is. So, I don't know about you. You probably fly out of Charlotte, but I have to connect to Atlanta. So that means in a week I'm on four airplanes, and then I'm at SHOT Show for a week.
Right. Right.
And then
I'm
staying across the street from the Sands at Treasure Island, but I still got to come through Treasure Island with about another 10,000 people. And I mean,
and we all know this, the slot machines, of course, are the most hygienic place. You know, when you're going to have a convention, we want to be sharing dice and rolling sevens and, you know.
I don't know. I think some of those people, they probably, after they, you know, some of those people forget what time of day it is and probably mm-hmm. sterilize their slot machine with a gin and tonic or something. So, Stoli on the Rocks or something.
Works good, right?
I tell you what, you hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Paloma Cabana from Beaufort, North Carolina, attorney at law. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, but also antique dealer. Are you going to open that back up?
You know, I don't know. I mean, yes, in some format, but I have been doing so much legal work the last several weeks, including a statewide survey. We'll be writing that up. So, you know, we'll sort of see what happens on the other side of this. But to your question of, you know, can people sue the states? Can people sue the federal government? I mean, certainly Speaker Pelosi seems to think she's going to get another bite at the same apple. You know, I did take the time today, knowing that you and I were going to be getting together, to save the listeners of Lock and Load the pain of reading through several hundred pages of lawyers' complaints in five separate lawsuits. So just quickly, the Missouri lawsuit just filed today. Then there's three private plaintiffs in lawsuits, New York, Florida, California, and then there's the Freedom Watch lawsuit versus China. So on the table where damages have been quantified, we're talking about over $100 trillion that lawyers are seeking in one form or another against China. Senator Cotton and Representative Crenshaw, of course, getting a bill out April 16, not numbered yet, to try to allow the U.S. courts to be open for this type of a lawsuit. My problem with it doesn't matter if we're talking about Sweden or we're talking about the study of the 200 pregnant women out of the New York hospitals, is that we haven't had good data from the beginning. You know, if you say to me, what data does Paloma have to bring into a courtroom to demonstrate that somebody actually knew something of sufficient statistical and medical integrity to be admissible, thus probative, in a court of law, and when did that information appear? I mean, I would be arguing that the only data that I've seen so far that I think can meet that are the three studies that I just mentioned in terms of the pregnant women, the homeless shelter, and the prison. So, you know, where I get all, if you will, the heebie-jeebies on the size and scale of the decisions we're making, plus another $500 billion today, it looks like we're going in debt as a nation, is we didn't have good data from the beginning. It wasn't even admissible by just a simple lawyer's standard, and yet we relied on China. I wouldn't call China as a witness in a courtroom.
Well, we also relied on models.
Well, but the models relied on foreign data. So, you know, you hear me kind of getting tongue-tied on that, and I can tell you I don't run out of words in a courtroom.
Well, I mean,
I've been doing this for 26 years, and I've looked at the two models out of England and the fights that are going on. Degree includes statistical theory, so I'm not short on math skills here.
Yeah, but right? See, this is the thing, Paloma. So now, see, this is where you get the benefit of hanging out with me right now. See, I'm not...
Which is good.
I'm not tied down to having to establish that fact pattern. What I look for is some sort of common denominator. And when I look at the template they use for climate change, and when I look at the template they use for gun control, and when I look at the template that was used on coronavirus, especially with some of these states, I see a lot of similarity.
Not quite on the gun control issue. If you take the four major lawsuits that happened back in 2012.
I'm not talking about the details that come into play. I'm just talking about the template where we're told, if we don't do this, we're all going to die. Right? That's what we hear about climate change. Even though we've had models of climate change, and none of those models have ever come true. I mean, these things have been. I remember hearing about this stuff when I was a kid in the 70s. But we were going to become one big snowball back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And then with guns, right now, everybody on the anti-gun side is so upset. You got Alyssa Milano out there calling it the coronavirus gun surge. And yet, you know, that's 2.3 million new people that probably would vote against gun control now if they had to reconsider it. That's bad for them.
The question is whether they're going to be burying them in the backyard when they realize they don't even know how to load it. Right. So
I don't know. There's a lot of outreach going on right now. A lot of outreach to the new gun owners.
I'm going to put a sanctuary sign on my front lawn. Always get them for free. No questions asked. Whatever transfer papers we need.
Gotcha.
And I hear you on the question of fear. I mean, fear is a big driver
in
American politics.
It sure is.
And that is the crime of this, is if you and I go strolling out of SHOT Show onto the regular street in Las Vegas, and you and I happen to be chatting about firearms, Second Amendment, the Constitution, think about the looks we're going to get on an average day in Vegas. Somebody might even call us in. They might think we're the next Jason Aldean concert shooter. For mentioning the word Constitution. So I'm with you that I'm tired of the fear and the fear mongering and that we're all going to die. And if it only saves one child, we have to get back to a point where the conversation is critical thinking.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. See, while we're out there talking about, okay, the models were based on this and the models were based on that, doesn't science normally say we have to have a control group here and see how the control, we're going to do this with this control group, we're going to try this treatment, and then we're going to compare the results. We never did that with this.
No.
And we had a chance to do it. We had a chance to do it.
Hang on.
We're coming up on the break. Paloma Cabana is a attorney at law who has done a lot of work with a lot of gun organizations in New York State. And she decided to go and take a sabbatical from all of that gun talking and sell some, some nice antique thises and thats in Beaufort, North Carolina. And then this came along, and she has been pressed back into service. So, and here we are tonight. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During the coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump explains why he's ordering a temporary suspension of immigration to the United States.
Therefore, in order to protect American workers, I will be issuing a temporary suspension of immigration into the United States. You heard about that last night. By pausing immigration, we'll help put unemployed Americans first in line for jobs. This pause will be in effect for 60 days, after which the need for any extension or modification will be evaluated by myself and a group of people.
A Senate relief bill is headed to the House after being held up by Senate Democrats for almost a week. The bill adds $300 billion into a popular small business loan program that has run dry. This is USA Radio News. The White House and Congress have reached a deal on a funding package that will replenish a loan program meant to aid small businesses impacted by the coronavirus. The deal comes as Democrats let the Paycheck Protection Program run out of money late last week, leaving millions of small business owners in the lurch. The deal could head to President Trump's desk as early as Thursday. President Trump says he will sign an executive order banning all immigration during the coronavirus pandemic. The news comes as 22 million Americans have filed for unemployment in the last month due to the country's economy largely grinding to a halt because of the virus. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien on the move.
Look, no one likes it. The president didn't want to put travel restrictions in place. He didn't want to put immigration restrictions in place. But we have to because of this terrible virus that's been unleashed from foreign shores and was not the responsibility of the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law out of Beaufort, North Carolina, and I hope you do open your antique shop. I was going to come looking for something, but that's all beside the point. This is the one when I was asking the question about can we sue governments. Here's the reason why I'm asking that question. Because we don't know yet how many new opioid addicts we have because of this. And we don't know how many people have killed themselves because of this. And we don't know how many new alcoholics we have because of this. And how much I haven't noticed. Now, I pay special attention to domestic violence because that always seems to get laid on gun owners. And I haven't noticed a bunch of upticks in that. And I haven't seen a lot of upticks in crime. And where there are gun owners, it's about the same as it always is. You know, we do very well with that. But I mean, this is a little bit beyond. I mean, there's certain segments of business. I don't understand why, but like my understanding is like the gym business, the workout gym places, they may be in a position where they can never come back. And that's and see, this is my fear, my concern. I think we're going to find out that instead of us hiding from coronavirus, we should have just gone about our day. Because coronavirus, based upon the new models they've got coming out, which leads me to believe they'll be lower than the ones they have right now, they're saying it's going to be less than it was for that died from the flu in 2018. And, you know, people die due to heart attacks and the flu and, medical misadventure and all kinds of 2.5 million times a year people die. 7,000 times a day people die prematurely. And this is not any more tragic or worse or or, dangerous than anything else we face. It's people that get in the car to go for a drive. They're taking all kinds of stuff putting their own life in their own hands with that one.
If it's me in the White House, though, and you're asking me sort of the bigger question, if you will, than just Main Street. See, me, my entire frame of reference, the whole of these 6 weeks, has really been the national security issue. So I'm looking at a hashtag of silver lining, and I'm saying, okay, if it turns out that not so many people die, if it turns out that $2.5 trillion's gone out the door, if it turns out that a certain segment of business fails, which may have been wobbly to begin with, right? That's the argument of certain people were going to die as this virus went, underlying conditions. For me, there's an awful lot that we need to restructure, both in America, Canada, Europe, our allies. We really have to think about our relationship with foreign countries, particularly concerning medical research.
Yeah.
Where I was going with the whole lawsuit piece is this. So we've got, let's call it, some of the brightest legal minds in the country. I mean, one of the lawyers for the plaintiffs is actually at the law firm of Joe Biden's brother. So these are some of the brightest legal minds in the country, right? You got my little joke there. None of these lawyers sued the CDC, the United States Center for Disease Control. Now, that really makes me curious. Why? Because every single one of these lawyers sued the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Just in case you're not catching the connection and reading all of this nerdy stuff that I'm doing every day.
Is that the bioweapons lab?
Well, a level four lab. We'll go with what we can definitely establish, that the Wuhan Biosafety Level 4 lab is part of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Well, do Americans not know who set it up? Do Americans not know who actually went abroad and who brought the Chinese to three of our colleges here in the United States for training? I mean, it took me all of 5 minutes to go on the CDC website and pull a document from May 2019 titled Biosafety Level 4 Laboratory User Training Program.
Okay.
Our U.S. CDC set up that lab, designed it, trained and certified it. So we really have to think about what we're doing as a country. I'm a little frustrated after 6 weeks of watching research scientists and big pharma comment to the news that politics is not their issue. They have no responsibility for screening. That's the job of the federal government. When they've got postdoc grad students right under the nose, when some of these very researchers at Harvard University, Boston University, MIT are collecting double paychecks from the Chinese government.
Right.
When vials of medical research are going in socks stolen from a hospital in Boston to go on a flight to Beijing with someone for whom there's a J-1 student visa. I mean, we brought over 200,000 Chinese postgrads into the U.S. last year alone. And the press wants to make fun of our president for thinking that we have a national security weak spot in our exchange of students, in our exchange of doctors, in the free-floating way that medicine and viruses are simply circulating the globe. So that's where I'm at on these issues is, this is not Democrats, Republicans, this is a 9/11. This is us saying, oh, my gosh, it's not a nation state attacking us. We have sleeper cells. We have organizations like Amoebae running around, reinventing themselves several times over from Al-Qaeda to ISIS. What's our model of defense? And to me, that's what COVID-19 is. It's a new 9/11.
Right.
And that's my question. It's not, are the lawyers going to make a contingency fee? It's, how are we going to handle this to prevent it from happening again?
Well, I mean, do you think the answer is just, I mean, Trump has done a lot to bring industry back to the United States. I don't care what the polls say about how Biden has an 11-point lead. Trump's going to bury him up to his hairline in the next election, and he's going to have four more years of this. Do you think that we need to take a moment and reevaluate all of this stuff that we've got over there and say, you know what, we don't need to be waiting. We need to have control of this now. I mean, there's defense, a lot of defense partners out there right now making surgical masks. Ford is making ventilators, so we can pivot. And I mean, but at the same time,
and we can. But Bill, where is Big Pharma? Let me tell you where Big Pharma is. If you go on your
tell me where Big Pharma is in the next segment, because we got 45 seconds left. Tell everybody where they can go look for Big Pharma, and we'll talk about it in the next segment. Where would you go to look at what Big Pharma is doing? Where would you go look?
You're looking for the Zhenjiang Scientific Park, Zhenjiang. Look up Lab 4. Turn your little computer. Who's the building to its left?
We'll talk about that when we get back. Paloma is a attorney at law who's taken a sabbatical to sell some fine antiques. Maybe she has a desk I'd like to have or a bookcase. I don't know just yet. We'll see. But instead, she has been pressed back into the legal arena by COVID-19. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Paloma Capana from Beaufort, North Carolina. She's taking us down to Yellow Brick Road. It looks very interesting. But before we take off down that street, what is a level 4 lab?
So a level 4 permits the laboratory to handle the most infectious of the... Hold on, I'm just trying to see if I've got that handy on the CDC definition here. But it's the most contagious. They've got all kinds of definitions in here. I was just trying to see if I had a simple sentence for you. Here we are. Laboratories classified into biocontaminant levels 1 through 4, depending on the pathogenicity of the microbes being investigated. So 4 is the most dangerous pathogen with maximum biocontaminant levels. So I'm using, this is CDC language. Microbes contained in level 4 laboratories pose a significant risk for transmission and are frequently fatal. Most have no reliable cure.
So,
okay, so that is your CDC language.
So does the
lab that opened in Wuhan January 1st, 2018, the entire nation of China did not have a level 4 certified laboratory.
So does the entire world use the terminology and the standards set by the CDC when it comes to making that sort of a classification?
Yes, it interfaces with WHO's, the World Health Organization's same approach to classification. Yes, those are United Nations, generally global, European Union, et cetera, standards. Yeah. So much easier than the mathematics of COVID-19, we can talk about the laboratory side of things, and we've got a real common language. Yes.
So you also wanted to talk about the building that's beside the level. This is called the Zhangdian Scientific Park in Wuhan. And what's right beside it next door in the same zip code?
Pfizer. United States pharmaceutical giant, top 500 company in the world, Pfizer.
Right.
Pfizer. So this is my softball pitch for Senator Rubio, who for several years has been trying to get a bill advanced for manufacturing of pharmaceuticals on U.S. soil.
Right.
And if you're going to tell me that corporations want the prestige and the patriotism of we are a U.S. corporation, we are traded on the New York Stock Exchange, we are here to serve you, America. Well, Pfizer alone has 18,000 jobs at three plants in China. Bring them home, right? Can we just start with bring them home, manufacture at least some pharmaceuticals in the United States? We are close to 100% foreign manufacture. So, again, I'm back to the national security issue. I mean, in 2005, 2006, I ran for Congress. This was an issue that long ago. That's how long ago I've been talking about the issue of pharmaceutical production on U.S. soil. This is not new.
Does it come down to a monetary thing? If they were to reduce taxes enough to where they could come over here and build and manufacture to their heart's content and not spend as much regulatory taxes and fees and all that other stuff, would that bring them back?
Sure. I mean, listen, for capitalism, it's always a race to the bottom on labor cost. Let's just take even one piece of the equation, right? Most of the drugs, albeit manufactured abroad, still go through the FDA process here.
Yeah.
But, you know, security, you know, we're at a stage sort of in the evolution, if you will, of technology where we have to start thinking about everything from pharmaceuticals. I took a little survey around our house today. Fortunately, our security system was made in Israel, so I'll put that aside for a moment.
Okay.
But in terms of the computer, the cell phone, the television, right?
All made in China.
Streaming metadata back. It's all made in China,
yeah.
Right? I went to Best Buy when we bought this little TV of ours and said, I want to buy made in the USA, very smart, young, nerdy guys at Best Buy. I asked three different ones of them. They thought I was nuts. They're like, where are you thinking this would be made? Right?
Let me ask you
and
this.
I'm like, oh, yeah, this. Yeah.
Let me ask you this now. I look at this from a national security standpoint, too. We do not entrust, as a matter of fact, I think the Chinese have probably stolen a lot of their weapons programs from the United States or had them sold to them.
Yeah.
I don't know which it is, but they got it from us. It's one of the two or somewhere in between. Yeah.
Just ask any of the members of the Anti-Terrorism Federal Prosecutorial Task Force in Boston. Right. I spent most of the afternoon reviewing various of their documents concerning U.S. technology for things like our attack helicopters. It's been going on since at least that 2011-2012 time break. You should see the size of the indictments and convictions that they're nailing in Boston. And it never even makes the regular news like Fox. Right? It might just be a blip for a second, but lawsuits don't tend to be, I don't know, as sexy, right, as a bomb dropping somewhere.
I don't look at Fox as a conservative news service. I don't look at Fox as a conservative news service.
And I mean that, if you will, simply as an example.
But let me ask you this. Does this mean that we have to reevaluate every relation we have with every country now since we've found this moment where we came to this place to where, for a moment, you know, like when this first broke, I was very worried about it because I'm asthmatic. I've had a heart attack. I've had my chest cracked open. I mean, I fall into that category of people with the comorbidities that it could just take away, you know. And I was nervous about this. And I was nervous about, okay, let's say I get it and I survive it. What about the civil unrest that's surely going to come?
Sure.
And so for those moments, I was taking this really, really seriously until I saw none of that materialize. And then you know, we sort of figured out, well, I probably have already had coronavirus. So I have the antibodies instead, and I'll sell them on any street corner as soon as I get my certificate. But does this mean that we need to sit back and reevaluate everything we've got going on and pull it all back to our?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think we've known for years who, if you will, the bad actors are, at least in terms of nation states. As I said, there's a very long and proud history of the working men and women of the federal government in terms of their dedication to multi-year investigations, deep diving in terms of bookkeeping and shipping and going after even all your paperwork associated with shipping to prove up cases with lengthy sentences. We know we've got a China-Iran problem concerning military hardware, concerning nuclear issues, and we have to realize it's at all levels. So it's not just, if you will, the Chinese government saying, well, you know, we're rejecting your $100 million offer of aid, President Trump. Thank you very much. As concerns the coronavirus back in January. I mean, we have to realize that the concept that a student is applying for a J-1 visa, in one case where recently an indictment was returned, end of January, again, I'm back to Boston, the woman who filled out the J-1 said on her application she was leaving Chinese military service the week before signing her application. 2 years later of U.S., it got an indictment for espionage for critical pieces of technology relating to nuclear weapons.
We're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time now. I'm gonna call you tomorrow because I got a request of you, and we're gonna continue this conversation later in the week if you have the time. Thank you for taking the time to join us this evening.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Thanks everybody for tuning in. I know you're all staying vigilant before the Constitution and for yourself.
Thank you. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.